Calendar order on Wednesday, March 17th. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of 50289 to 50306.
So moved for approval.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the February 26, 2018 regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
Did I say 26?
22nd.
22nd.
Second.
22nd. I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Things are pretty quiet right now. Collected the last $132,000 for taxes, so we're done. The rest of the taxes go to the county, you know, anything that's going late. So therefore, in the regular account, we have $1,146,927.33. And in the ambulance account, $498,411.15.
I'll make a motion for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Yes, Kate?
Irene, did you say there are no late taxes this year? You said go to the county, nothing went to the county?
No, 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 I was saying from now on.
Oh!
From now on, the county collects the taxes.
Oh, okay.
We don't collect taxes anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Norm?
Yeah, if I could have a minute for item 11 when you get there.
Yeah, when we get there.
All right, thank you.
Item number 10, discussion, possible action, T-Mobile on transfer station tower. I was contacted by the Vilas County Sheriff's Department, Greg Fulton over there, who handles their communications. And T-Mobile has indicated they'd like to locate on our tower at the transfer station. The tower is jointly owned by the town and the county, so this will also have to go through the county. But they have here a lease agreement. In talking to Greg, what they're looking to do is it would be a five-year lease with four consecutive 5 years ability to re-up the agreement. Total lease would be for $26,400 a year. They're gonna make payments of $2,200 a month. Being that the town, we own 40% of that tower, we'd be getting $880 a month for a total of $10,560 per year. And there's also a 3% escalator clause in there too, where the lease payments go up 3%. The reason for the little bit of difference there, 40-60, is Vilas County pays all the maintenance and utilities on the tower. So they get 60%, we get 40%.
I think it's a welcomed addition. We've been looking for any type of a carrier to show some type of an interest.
We first got that up, I think it was in 2008.
Eight, yeah.
And the whole purpose of the way it was built was to be able to withstand carrying.
Yep.
Private businesses to.
Correct. It carries the Vilas County Sheriff's Department, our EMS, our road crew, And then there's also SonicNet and another outfit, King Communications, I think it is, they're up there. They don't have any equipment on it at the time, but then you'd also have this T-Mobile.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with this. I think expanding cell service in this area is a worthy ambition at this point.
Yep.
Although I think we should point out to T-Mobile, but they don't know how to spell sheriff.
That's their attorney's bottle. I'm sure their attorneys will.
Blame the attorneys.
So. What is your pleasure?
I'll make a motion for approval.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the lease agreement with T-Mobile through the Valdez County Sheriff's Department. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Item 10, discussion possible action, second reading and adoption ordinance. Second reading and adoption ordinance adopting notice of records access. Norm, you had a question?
Well, yeah. Actually, I have a brief statement and I have a document to give you as well. So I'd like to just make a statement, give you the document and then.
No, why don't you give us the document first?
Yeah, I'd like the document.
Yeah. We've been down that road.
As a representative of Citizens for Education and Town Governance, we ask that you do not approve ordinance adopting notice of public records in its current form. Given our experience with requesting records, I'm not reading this in front of you now.
That's fine.
Given our experience with requesting records, our reading of the literature related to the Wisconsin Public Records Law, and our understanding of the ordinance as currently proposed, we have several questions and concerns we believe should be considered by the town board before an ordinance is approved. Today, we simply want to briefly identify some of the issues and then leave a more complete statement with you for your consideration. If you want, we can march through the whole document now.
No, that's
but
okay.
But we actually.
That's okay. You can just give us your comments. We have it, so.
But we actually prefer you take time to read it, giving it thoughtful consideration, unencumbered by a back and forth. In other words, I agree with you. The questions and concerns are related to denying access to records because they are drafts, denying access to records because they have yet to be approved by the board, the role of the town board in administration of the ordinance, placing the ordinance as approved on the town's website, having a backup plan should the records custodian be unavailable or unable to fulfill duties, the hours and days proposed for inspecting records, the content of denials, the appeal procedure related to the denial of a request, use of emails, the location of records, and the process for questioning the accuracy of a record. In conclusion, the ordinance you are considering is not just any ordinance. It will be, we believe, the most important ordinance of the town. With that in mind, it is to your benefit, our benefit, and the benefit of all citizens of Occoquan to have a well-developed ordinance that is easily understandable and clearly provides for complete public access to records consistent with the conduct of government business. Again, we ask you to postpone approval of the ordinance as proposed until you have had a chance to consider the document we now have. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Jim, sorry.
No problem. I have a couple of things that there, but some of it's grammatical and some of it's for my own edification, for clarification on how it's written. I'll go through it page by page, if that's okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
On the first page, second paragraph, it talks about the access to records in the custody of the clerk or other appropriate legal custodian. And today is a good example. Nancy's not here. Do we have an alternate legal custodian?
She's She's, the clerk is the legal custodian, so you would have to wait for her to get it.
So I couldn't.
If it's something that's in her possession, I mean, you can't expect somebody to be here.
I'm not expecting, I'm just expecting an alternate.
That way there's not, I think what the reason is, you don't have different people getting and getting, you know, one person is handling it, which I think is a lot cleaner.
Except, I don't, Nancy takes 2 weeks vacation at any one time, we without a legal custodian then.
Well, we'll try to make arrangements for that, but.
Next item is the paragraph D. It talks about being prominently displayed. Does the town have a specific place for prominently displaying the records?
Typically, it was in your office, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's not on the door, right? That's not the spot, right?
No. I guess we put it on the door.
A lot of stuff's on the door, yeah. Next page, third line down, I don't know, you may have corrected this last month, I wasn't sure. Directed that his notice should be this notice?
Yep, the typo.
Okay. And that's all I have on that page. Next page, item G, second line, says records in pursuit of his duties. I think you've used his slash her prior in this document, so that should probably be the same. Section two, item A. It talks about proper be submitted in writing to the custodian. Is writing on an email sufficient, or does it have to be in a formal letter?
She hasn't been taking email, so it would be in writing.
Writing, okay. Next, item C, talks about it, the last two sentences, every request shall be either be granted or denied or responded to within 10 business days its making. Should that be of its making?
I guess you could put that.
And then in item D, it changes a little bit to available within 10 working days. There seems to be, I think there's a discrepancy there between business.
Working and business are the same.
Well, not in Nancy's case, because it could be 18, up to 19 days with her days off versus 10 real business days.
Yeah, I think business days is clear, and it's probably a good goal to make it consistent. So we don't get into quantities over it.
And then item F. In the middle of the second sentence, the custodian shall edit such records. I don't know if that's the proper word. I think redact would be a more appropriate word in that case.
And that is the legally accepted term for blacking out areas of records. That would be called redaction.
And next page, section three, item A, this and again grammatical, second line, direct costs of location, if the cost, if more, because that should be is more than $50, $50 or more. And then on the last page, the actual adoption. When do you assign an ordinance number, after it's passed, or do we have an ordinance number in mind now?
Well, it would be 2018-01.
It is.
This would be the first one of 2018.
Oh, okay. So. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm on, let's see, section three, and item C. What does the word dispute mean there?
Dispute?
Yeah, the custodian should report any disputes which arise under the visa. Does that mean disagreement there? Or?
Yeah, okay. If there's any disagreements.
Okay. I also have a question on B2. A fee shall be paid by the requesting party for clerical help in making the copies in an amount necessarily incurred by custodian. Is that different from if somebody's salary and part of their job, you know, is to make copies of things? Or will this be considered above and beyond salary duties for number, section 3B.
Well, you're paying a fee for the clerical help for her to make the copies. Which is the 25 cents.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought maybe there was going to be another additional.
A fee shall be paid by the requesting party for clerical help in making the copies in the amount necessary for the custodian.
So why, I guess I just don't understand why that item two is needed if that is really the same as item one.
I think what they're saying is they're telling you that you got to pay a fee and then later on they're giving you the fee schedule.
So the custodian shall charge for each page of records.
If you didn't have it in there, then.
Then the fee shall be paid.
People would say, well, it doesn't say anywhere where you're going to charge me a fee. Just a minute, Jim.
Okay.
Well, I've got a few comments on this. I went through it and made some notes. In the first paragraph, we're setting up separate custodians for the library committee and the airport committee and any other independent committees. I would suggest that in the interest of the streamlining things, we have one custodian for all records. Otherwise, we're going to be chasing all over the county looking for records if we need them. In the second paragraph there, I agree that we should have a standby legal custodian, a backup. I would suggest a deputy clerk. Why not? We have a deputy clerk. That could be something that would just automatically default to the deputy if the clerk is not here. Getting down to 1C. Let's see. The fourth line, decisions relating to the inspection, release, or reproduction of public records of the town. I would add to that, subject to Wisconsin statutes, just so that we're clear that we're following the Wisconsin statutes on that. Next page, the only thing I had marked other than the typo was under sub 2 there, the hours for inspection, 10 to 2. I would suggest that we open that window up a little, 9 to 3, something more on that order. I would still give the clerk time to get up and running in the morning before dealing with the records requests, but it would give the public a little more time to take a look at the records that are there.
Office opens at 9, so how would she get started?
Oh, okay. I thought it opened at 8. No,
no, 9.
Well, all right, I'll take back the 9 o'clock and we should have to face a records request coming in. Let's make it 10 to 3 as my recommendation there. Then in paragraph 5, fees shall be charged. We can make that, I think, permissive. There may be situations where the clerk doesn't feel that fees are appropriate. I think we can make that into fees may be charged. It gives her a little more flexibility. Going on to, not sure how this is, okay. Open parent 2, close parent on the next page. There I would suggest that we put in a records destruction time limit. In other words, records shall be retained for X amount of time, and I don't really have a time limit in mind.
The statute on that?
Yeah, there's statute on that.
We go way past that.
We have everything.
I think we have everything from the beginning. So, I mean, as far as...
Well, record destruction is not an issue here.
But we could take it to what the state statute reads, which I believe is 2 years.
Yeah.
And that would empty a whole lot of the stuff away from out of your...
Basement.
I've been in favor of that since the beginning, to go by state statute.
If we're retaining records, I'm not going to oppose that. I think that's...
We have everything from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's wise. You can go back and reconstruct what happened a lot of times.
But maybe we should discuss that a little bit more if we're going to make changes. If we're concerned about statute, I mean, I'm concerned about, number one, is if we get hard copies, you know what I mean? It just takes up more room.
Yeah.
One of the worst scenarios that I've seen happen is people want stuff from like maybe 20 years ago. And that gets kind of complicated. It's very difficult.
It can take some time to find it.
And you hold the responsibility of finding it if you have it.
Yeah.
And a lot of things sort of disappear for a while there, and we don't quite know how or why, but that was before any of us had control.
Well, I will never oppose records retention, because I think that's a wise move.
We still have police records downstairs when we had a police force here. Your arrest records are all down there.
Speeding ticket.
Blackmail.
Is there any limit on how long, you say you have them forever, but I come and want, isn't there a limit on how far I can go back in my request?
I think if you requested it and we have it.
If you request something and we have it, we're bound to give it to you.
And that's a
good idea.
But it does concern me is sometimes I think you've got to draw the line. Is it 20 years or 50 years? Or, you know, when would be the time? Maybe we should do a tour of the basement here one time and let them see what that is.
There's a room down there.
Maybe we should make it that the records older than the requester would not be. Anyway, moving on to section two here. I think there's a problem with sub A there, in that it says the custodian will not respond to oral requests. And I believe that the statute requires response to oral requests. And I would concur with the his/her modification in the third line there as well. I think that's kind of disingenuous anyway, saying that the requesting party need not disclose his or her identity or the purpose for which the records are sought. You can't really make a records request without the clerk knowing who you are. I mean, especially if they're going to be mailed to you or something. So that's just a thought. It's not something that needs changing. I think it just doesn't calculate well. In C and D, section two, I would propose making the response limit 5 business days rather than 10. 10 business days is 14 days actual time, and it's a long time for someone to wait for records. 5 business days would be a week, and I think that's plenty. Sub F, if the custodian determines that portions of any records requested contain information which should not be released, I would insert by law at that point. Otherwise, it's too discretionary. It just leaves it open for criticism, I think. People are going to look at that and say, well, the clerk's deciding what to release and what not to. And that's not really what's happening here, but we need to make it clear that it's not. Under G, portion of the G that's on the following page, the person requesting the information is informed of the estimated actual costs of production and or printing. I would add a line there, such costs shall be itemized, so that there is no question as to what people are being charged for, and I think it'll save some, it'll save some questions and some potential disputes. Section 3, sub A, line 4, I would change the word can to may, just to make it clearer. There's a subtle, just a subtle difference between the two. In legal documents, may is usually the word that's used because it's permissive. Can is permissive, but it has more to do with authority than with discretion, and I think this was going for discretion. And that's it. I feel like I'm creating briefs in law school or something.
Bruce, do you have all those notes?
Yeah. Most of them are quite minor. The only one I'm concerned with is a problem with the 10 days. I mean, I can't believe anybody up here is in that much of a hurry. I don't think she's ever pushed it to the limit. I don't know that. I don't think I'm aware of. But that's concerning. She works about 4 days a week. Yeah.
What time does the clerk's work day end?
3:30. And I don't think she's ever denied anybody because of the time. I mean,
no. No, I'm not saying that
she's asked for a little more time sometimes. Yeah. Things have taken her longer, I'm sure, but
I'm not saying that
for the most part I think she gets them out within the time limit.
I'm not saying that Nancy's doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to set this up so people can understand it clearly and know what to expect. I don't think 5 days is unreasonable.
Yes, Kate.
I have a question. Section 3B and number 5. that's just like an incomplete sentence or something. The second line, you know, ends with other related expenses, period. Then it says, may also include the cost of mailing and shipping unless the cost is less than $5. I mean, that's an incomplete sentence or something. I'm wondering, is that period not supposed to be in there and say any specific costs could be incurred and may also include? It just, I'm not the only one that may also include or it may also include. It's just a...
That would make it more grammatical.
Yeah.
I think the meaning is pretty clear.
The meaning is clear.
Understood. Okay. I just put the word it, right? It may also include.
Yeah, that again would make it grammatical. Mr. Gaffney, my English teacher, would be happy with that.
Okay.
Or even a comma.
And that's another example of the use of permissive language, may include.
Oh.
I think that gives the clerk a little more discretion.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, what do you think?
I don't have a problem with the way it is. I can be sympathetic to a certain amount, you know what I mean, with the other stuff. Because we asked for them, I think they were concerned that we didn't have one, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had one that was outdated.
Correct. But it doesn't mean it isn't a work in progress.
Yep.
But, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that this can't be amended.
At least then we get one in place.
I mean,
I'd like to see a draft with some of the modifications that we've talked about here. I think we need to decide what our ordinance is going to be before we pass it. I don't want to pass it just to pass it and then say, well, we're going to be arguing about this for the next 6 months. Let's hammer out something we can agree on.
Okay. Well, I don't like the time restraint, Clerk. I don't have a problem with 10 days. And the time frames are fine. Everybody seems to be able to get here. If that's an issue, I mean, I'm sure we could make some provisions. I mean, I know it's not the ordinance, but...
No.
I don't see this township as being such a big government, you know what I mean? I just don't get it.
I don't...
I have a tough time understanding that.
I don't like big government.
I just know that there has been an influx of requests, and it seems to be a pretty big issue, but I've never heard of anybody that hasn't been able to receive it. And I mean, I watch the ratings by the Lakeland Times, and we don't really show up the worst. The saying is, I think we try everything we do, and I know the staff here tries to be as diligent as possible.
Yes, Dee?
Leaving it the way it is, it sounds like at least for the part that's not according to statute can't happen, right? I mean, if the statute says you have to take oral requests, then they can't be in there. But he won't take oral requests.
Correct.
So that at least has to be changed.
Where this was drafted by our town attorney, do you have in the statutes where it says that they have to take
Chapter 19. Norm, do you know?
It's listed in the document I gave you.
Norm knows the statute better than I do.
It's on page 3.
Requests may be made orally.
Right.
It doesn't say that they have to be taken.
Correct. Keep reading.
That says you may make an oral request, and that's at the discretion of the requester, not the receiver.
As a requester, I have the right to ask it orally. And Nancy, or whoever the respondent is, has an obligation to respond, just not say anything. And there are sections in the statute that address how to handle an oral request.
Now, that's my understanding of that statute as well.
Yeah, because as I read this, it says that it may be made orally, but if we have an ordinance that says that they're made in writing, then they need to be made in writing. If you make it orally, then the clerk has to tell you by virtue of our ordinance you have to make it in writing.
But we'd be in
so I guess you're a little bit
we'd be
misleading
in the,
there.
Well, we'd be in the position of preempting state law.
That's why we suggest the clarification is needed before this is approved.
Now, is this, because I don't know the state statutes off the top of my head, is this your writing or is this directly out of the state statute?
Where you see it is in what do you call the slanted term?
Italics.
Yeah, words in italics or whatever that is. That's directly taken out of either the statute, or in other cases, it's taken out of the handbook provided by the state government.
So the request may be made orally is out of the statutes?
Yes.
And then if a request is made orally, the authority may deny the request orally unless a demand for a written statement for the reasons why denying the request is made.
Yep, check specifically 1935.1H and 1935.4B.
Okay.
Now, that's a layman's interpretation, all right? But that's where that comes from. And in fact, your current ordinance says...
But the state statute doesn't require you take oral.
No, it permits you to make it orally. And your current ordinance...
It's permissive to make it orally, but it doesn't require you to take them orally.
No, it requires a response.
And the permissive language...
That's where it was a little deceiving, you know, because you said that it's in the state statute. You have to take them orally.
But the permissive language there indicates that the requester may make the request orally or in writing. It does not give that discretion to the receiver of that request.
And that's what your current ordinance says.
You may make it in writing, but then the clerk may say, no, you have to give it to me in writing because of our ordinance.
I don't think so. Unless we're gonna, you know, unless we're prepared to...
I'm just asking, I don't know.
Yep.
I build roads for a living, I don't...
I've been crunching words for a long time. I think I've got this one.
Okay, I guess it's fine. I mean, I definitely would like an opinion from the attorney on that issue, because that seems to be the most hot issue.
Well, what we'll do then, I guess what we can do, if it's to the liking of the board, is take these questions, at least in terms of the legality of it.
Yep.
And take that to our town attorney, get his opinion on things. There are a few typos in here, grammatical errors that we can fix in the meantime. And then come back with something else.
Yeah, that's fine.
But there, I guess we should have a motion to that effect.
All right, I'll move that we proceed in that manner.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to take the suggested revision back to the town attorney for his review and also correct a few grammatical errors in the ordinance. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item 12, we need a motion to adjourn at 1:20 or 1:36.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.